the village is buzzing. It's quiet during the middle of the day. Towards the end of the day, people coming back from work and milling around. There's some cattle boxes on the back of Land Rovers passing through, and people exercising and cycling and walking dogs like myself. I'm walking the dog right now, and all I've got to do later on is get back, read the little boy a story before bed, and then the evening is free. That's an easy life. That's a nice life, and I feel honoured and privileged to have such, I guess, a pleasantly simple day, but existence in general. I was just passing a house who were preparing their recycling for tomorrow. Very commendable. And I could hear them discussing, oh, why have we got to do this? Why don't we just throw it in the bin? All this work. And the other person's going, I know, we've just got to do it. Just do it. And I'm glad they feel pressured to do it, but I don't know why they're kicking up such a stink, because they were crushing mainly beer cans and folding cardboard, which used to house what looked like a massive TV. So if you don't want a hard life, buy fewer plasma screen TVs and drink less canned beer. Especially when we've got a brewery in the village that recycles all of the bottles. Awesomeness. So, you know, as I walked off, I could hear them carrying on about how much of a hard life it is. And they weren't joking. They were seriously saying this is a hard life in their massive house with their, I don't know, I just reminded me of a story my grandmother told me yesterday. A story I've never heard before. A story about my grandfather, someone very close to my heart. He's not here anymore, but I said to my grandmother, whereabouts were you born? And she said, oh, I was born in the house at home. And I said, what about granddad? Where was he born? And he was born in a field, she said. I'm like, what? He was born in a field. Is this a lead up to some kind of joke? No. He was born in a potato field. His mother was working in the field, picking up potatoes, and she gave birth to him. And I was just sat aghast, kind of like, what? And then she said, yeah, she had to chew through the umbilical cord. That is pretty amazing stuff. I can't believe I've never heard that story before. And I'm going to remember that story anytime anybody says to me, oh, it's a hard life, isn't it? I'll just quietly think, it's harder if you've got to chew through an umbilical cord in a potato field to free your child from its placenta. Which I'd probably better not say out loud, because that would be kind of a weird thing to say. And without hearing the story, probably not that relevant. But remember that. We are the lucky ones. So I must add a note to the end of this, and I very rarely ever add a note onto the end of a recording, but my grandfather was born in the Ukraine. He was Ukrainian. I'm just thinking that all of a sudden it doesn't sound so far-fetched to be birthed into a potato field, if that potato field was in fact a Ukrainian potato field in 1912. We're still very much the lucky ones.